Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
All right, I just sent... where did everybody go? I had packed phone lines. Now there's only George and Vernon left. Call back, everyone. We've got another hour to go on this conversation. Hey, George.
Yes, I kind of find it ironic about made in China. I agree. We should not buy anything made in China. But if I remember correctly, Rush Limbaugh years ago started a tie line, and they're all made in China. Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, has special treatment to get patents to make her pocketbooks and shoes made in China. So I don't understand why people are complaining about making things in China when people of regard are dealing with China.
I don't understand your point. We should stop with what we want to do because Rush Limbaugh had his ties made in China?
Yeah, well,
that's unfortunate that Rush made that decision, but I don't think it should stop us in our tracks.
No, I agree. What I'm saying is people are complaining that we're buying products from China. But here we are having items manufactured in China and selling them back here. So it doesn't make sense.
Well, that's the point. That's why we want to fix it, because it doesn't make sense. And it seems like a good angle for fixing it to just start working it, you know, because it's an issue that could catch on. Fireworks on July 4th, that is a big American holiday. Now call back, everybody. 860-522-9842. We'll get a traffic update. Mark Christopher watching the roads. This is, it's just unbelievable how vulnerable we are to, an accident in the wrong place with the wrong kind of vehicle that's carrying gasoline, and suddenly you got traffic jammed up all over the place. Mark, yeah. Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Are you shocked by this, Mark?
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
It's WTIC. Everybody hung up again. 860-522-9842, except for Robert in Cheshire is here. Hi, Robert.
Todd, I was listening to the commentary about banning or trying to buy U.S.-made fireworks and things like that. I think it's a good idea. It's generally a good idea to try to buy U.S.-made products when possible. For example, running shoes. New Balance does make one flavor of their shoes in the United States still. And the next time I buy a pair of shoes, I'm going to buy them. They are more expensive. But it goes to a broader point. And where is the competitiveness of a particular industry? And it goes back to taxes and things like that. And back in Trump's time, 2017, 2018, the corporate income tax was reduced from 35% to 21%. and industries that had a fairly low component of labor as a percentage of their cost of bill of goods still brought jobs back into the United States because mm-hmm. it didn't make sense to take the tax advantages they had from Vietnam or wherever it might be not have U.S.-made jobs. So we had an increase in good, high-paying, high-tech kinds of product jobs in the United States as a result of our tax policy. So there are many, many different variables, but the individual consumer in the marketplace that you continue to talk about is the way to do it. If we all stood up and said, you know what, I'll pay a little more, I'll buy the competitive product from the United States or somewhere other than China, that would make an immediate effect.
Well, plus, if there are manufacturers, it appears there are some manufacturers, although, you know, it might be they just throw that word into their keywords, so you pick them up on a search. But if there are domestic manufacturers, then we can start some kind of enterprise to promote them and make it a patriotic thing, as you're suggesting, to do your purchase from companies and just make people conscious of it, because there's so much stuff that comes from overseas now, especially from China, that a lot of people don't give it a thought.
Oh, sure. Take a look at clothing. And again, clothing is a big piece. I have a pair of slacks that I bought 25 years ago when I was living in Hong Kong. And they said, of course, made in Hong Kong. It was Hong Kong 30 years ago, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But then I have a pair of slacks that were actually made in the United States. And they're still, you know, those are 30 years old. But they've outsourced to places that are going to have such a the labor content is so high that it makes sense to use manufacturing where the cost of labor is less. But again, there are a lot of products out there that we all buy that do have a much higher value content, if you will, and less labor content, so that it is doable.
Good. All right. Well, it's always good to hear from you, Robert. Have a fun weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Take care.
Hopefully there's some domestic fireworks in your plans. It's good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Okay. Let's get some rants going. Phone calls, please, on what do you think about this idea?
Hello, Todd. John here. As founded, America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy or anything else. Benjamin Franklin was asked, what is the best form of government? He answered, a constitutional republic, if you can keep it. We are losing our constitutional republic so fast. Question, why does American citizens do not know we as founded are a constitutional republic? Thanks a lot, Todd.
Well, thank you, John. Always good to hear from you. And I appreciate your diligence and devotion to these patriotic and clarity issues. I'm just looking at the definition to see if it helps, because my sense is the constitutional republic is a democratic form of government. It would fall under the umbrella of a democratic system. A literal democracy is, of course, people not having elected representatives. And that's why a constitutional republic is different from a literal democracy. But I would think that if you think of the biggest umbrella that all forms of government that are democratic fall under, that would be a handle of democratic forms of government, democracies or democracy. And that under that would be constitutional republic. A constitutional republic means that it is one in which, rather than directly governing, the people select some of their members to temporarily serve in political office. The constitutional part means that both the citizens and their governing officials are bound to follow the rules established in that constitution. So that does seem to suggest that I might be right, we have a form of democracy called a constitutional republic. And I know that that sounds kind of loaded, because there is a concern that one of the political parties promotes the idea that we are a democracy, suggesting that we have the direct input of the people without the Constitution protecting people's rights. But there can be direct democracies that have constitution and have rights, and we aren't a direct democracy. But, you know, I think it's not that loaded a thing. That's my guess. 860-522-9842. Mike in Plainville. Hey there, Mike.
We do trillions and trillions of dollars in business with China, and it's not going to stop, and it hasn't been affected by the political conflict or the Cold War, if you will, like with Russia. We buy stainless steel from China, from Russia, because we don't make ours anymore, our own. Most of our foundries shut down years ago.
So you're saying we should just give up on trying to make things domestically?
Yeah, I mean, it's when I go shopping for a new pair of basketball sneakers or running shoes, I look at the comfort. What purpose is the shoe going to serve me, and the price? I'm not going to drive around all over the state looking for a pair of shoes that were not made in China. If they happen to be made in China and they're a good shoe, I'm going to buy it.
Well, all right, that's your prerogative. But some people would be provoked, perhaps, if they found out. You've got two choices. You can buy your fireworks from China, or you can buy them from one of the domestic manufacturers. And they might cost 20% more, but you only buy them once a year. So how about when you're celebrating an American holiday that you buy them from America?
Well, I've done that before, but I don't buy fireworks number two.
Well, there are other people in the country besides you, Mike.
I know that. I'm not trying to sound selfish, but you know what? Boycotts are like protests.
This is not a boycott. This is about diverting people's purchase power to assist domestic manufacturer. If you have that choice, what's wrong with buying domestic?
I'm not against buying. You make it sound like I'm against domestic purchasing. I'm not.
Good. Well, then you're on board. That's all I'm looking for.
I'm on board.
I don't, Mike, I don't get.
I haven't jumped ship yet.
I don't know why you're so provoked by this, but thank you for your input. 860-522-9842. Tom in Thomaston. Hi, Tom.
Hello. That gentleman, he forgot one thing. We are a democratically elected constitutional republic. The people vote, we vote in our people, and then they are our representatives that follow the republic.
Yes.
So it works together.
Well, that's the constitution. I think that's what is meant by the title constitutional republic. A constitutional republic means you have elections and you select people to represent you in the government. So that is a form of democracy. I think if we just listen to the words you use to explain it, what you're talking about is a form of democracy in which elected representatives represent the will of their voters. And that's what we have.
Yeah, because imagine if every other week you just the simple majority, we could still have slavery, or, you know, I would think people.
Well, no, I think we would. I think slavery would have gone away much faster if we had just left it to the people to figure out.
Getting
rid of slavery was not something that was 100% achieved as of yet, I don't think.
Right, but I mean, my point is, some things, you know, not necessarily the. I don't know what I'm saying. What I am saying is, we are a democracy. We just got people to run the stuff for us.
In other words, a constitutional republic is a form of democracy.
Yes. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Have you ever seen the video of it's a college professor in economics, like from the 60s, telling his you were talking about, you know, prices, and we can't, everything's made overseas. This was in the 60s. He said just basic inflation, not hyperinflation or anything, was going to be the ruination of us, because in 30 or 40 years, just a minimum inflation was going to outprice everything. And that's kind of where we're at.
Well, I'm not sure. Was that Milton Friedman you're referring to?
Yeah, I don't know. He was a younger guy. So, you know, I know Milton Friedman as an old guy. It's a famous video. It lasts like 10, 12 minutes, but it kind of, I think it's coming true now. That's why we outsource everything, because.
No, I don't think that's why we outsource everything. I think we outsource everything because we drove up the cost artificially through socialism of our own manufacturing, mostly through unions, which unions are this artificial mechanism that stood between the manufacturer and their workers to drive up the cost of labor. And by driving up the cost of labor, when we got a chance to, when globalization hit and we had the chance to make things around the world where we could make them cheaper, all the manufacturing left because you had this artificially high-priced labor force in the U.S.
Yeah, that was the super accelerant for sure. If we lowered our taxes and lowered all our costs and everything, we could keep it down. But he was pointing out, I mean, if you just go, say, you know, a 2% inflation, if you add it from the 60s, you can see why prices are so crazy.
Yes, but that's that happens in every country. We generally have lower inflation than other countries. So I'm not sure why that would make us uncompetitive. The problem here is that we're creating the inflation artificially by spending money that isn't there. And by spending money that isn't there, that means everybody, the dollar in your pocket and my pocket, everybody's pockets becomes worth less because you've divided it into more dollars, buy more dollars. So everybody's dollar has to become worth less because Joe Biden wanted to spend $2.2 trillion this year that doesn't exist. That's what's killing us. So our buying power, unless you're a rich person who has all their money in investments that outpace inflation, like stock market or housing, then Joe Biden is killing you.
But you're right about that. That's right.
That's how it works. Thank you, Tom. Good to hear from you. Oh, Tom's off the air. Well, it's good to hear from you anyway. Everett, East Hartford. Hello, Everett. Oh, wait, Everett, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at the clock. I've got a hold. Can you wait a couple of minutes? We have to do news.
Certainly.
Thank you, Everett. He's such a decent man, Everett is. Isn't he? Polite and courteous and patient. 860-522-9842. Rant line number? 860-751-4698. We've got more rants to play, and we will do so in the next half hour. We'll take some calls as well. And right now we're checking the latest on those roads that are a little out of whack today. Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Traffic center.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Rants to play, but let's talk to Everett. I'm sorry to make you wait so long, Everett. Go ahead.
That's fine. No problem. You're right. We do have a representative republic, and it was actually designed for people not to stay there forever. Also, it was designed to give...
What do you design? You mean for the elected representatives not to stay there forever?
Yeah, they're not supposed to be there forever. They're supposed to step up, do their thing, and walk away. In fact, they got little to no pay in the beginning.
Yes, that was the big mistake, going along with the idea of paying them.
I like the idea of them, if you work for any company, you go on a trip, they pay for your room and board, you get your hourly rate.
Expenses.
And that's that. Obviously... You can't work for 100% for nothing, but it shouldn't be anything more than a normal everyday salary that the average...
The trouble is, Everett, you can't be reasonable when you're dealing with government. This is what I figure, because that's all anybody thought at the beginning. Like, even look at Connecticut. They make, 38,000 a year or something? They make some relatively small amount of money. But it hasn't stopped it from being an utterly corrupt and destructive enterprise government. So you don't want to encourage people to go into it. Keep people out of government.
The other thing that people overlook, and it's really not taught, is the United States... States is in the head of state is in like its own country. We're 50 individual countries that came together.
Essentially,
many became one.
That's the idea. Well, the idea is to have become one in our constitutional way, which kept the states as the sovereigns. Federal government was more of an association to coordinate between them.
Yeah, they were supposed to just be the counselors, the brokers. When there was an argument between the states, they would come in and do the arbitration between the states.
Something like that.
We're not supposed to have a federal school system.
School system is probably the most destructive thing that's ever happened in the country, and the union that goes with it, yeah.
Right. I mean, if every town ran their own school board, because, I mean, what's the point of having a school board if your school board can't have any control over the school it runs?
The federal Department of Education should not exist, and nor should the state one. Just let the towns do it. I'm with you, Everett. Thank you, sir, for the call. We got to head off for a traffic update. BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark Christopher, watching the roads for us. Mark, what do you have to report?
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
860-522-9842, 5 o'clock hour. Don't forget, do not forget, order up. Coming up during the 5 o'clock hour, we talk food during that hour. Margaret is next on WTIC. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Todd. I have a question. Maybe you can answer it. I read recently, and I really don't understand it, but that high-income countries tend to get away from manufacturing so that, they concentrate in other areas, you know, like banking or health or, those kinds of things, so that we don't have somebody in every town making wagon wheels anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe you can explain that to me. And the other thing is, I don't understand why you think that slavery would have disappeared on its own. Why do you think that the slave owners would have willingly given up free labor?
I'm not saying that the literal period of slavery, like the literal still trading in humans, the ownership of humans, would have gone away faster. But my hypothesis is based on the premise that we continue to have horrible race problems in the country. We're still fixated on it because we were forced to end it at the point of a gun with a million people being killed in a war, instead of just letting it go away by market forces. I think that overall, we would have been much better off because it would have been a more peaceful, quiet, and we would have left a long time ago the remnants of slavery behind us. It would have been much easier to walk away because it would have happened organically. Just as the undemocratic way that abortion rights were granted by the Supreme Court by fabricating a right out of whole cloth, that spent 50 years roiling the country and was finally overturned. So we are unresolved because it wasn't done democratically.
But, you know, after the transatlantic slave trade was stopped, they promptly engaged in a tremendous breeding program. So slavery was only growing and growing and growing. I just don't see that.
Well, I think it would. Do you think it would still be going on now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. See, yes, I don't see any signs of that, because if you look at how we operate as states, we now have if the southern states do something that seems like it's a throwback to their racist past, then they get ganged up on and the conventions won't go there. We're very much a commerce-based society, and I think it would have happened very quickly that we would have that the number of states that still had slavery would have narrowed, and they would have become pariahs and people would have refused to do business with them. But more importantly, say it took a few years longer, but that what came afterwards had been organic and thus had moved a lot more smoothly. That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll have to think about that some
more. Imagine it. Imagine it. Just as imagine if we had not had Roe v. Wade, wouldn't we be much better off right now?
Because we're horribly off right now.
Because of Roe v. Wade, right?
No, because of it going back to the states.
Yes, but the reason it went back to the states is because it was stolen from the states. It's a power that belongs in the hands of the states. So if it had been left there, the states would have worked it out. And I think there there's a lot of pressure for the states to become more positive in terms of abortion rights, because most Americans favor abortion rights of some kind.
I know. The difficulty is in who controls the state legislatures. And,
yes, but we're seeing now that it's out on the table that a lot of states are suffering because of or appear ready to suffer political damage because of their position.
Yes, so, you're right. You're right. And, I'm very glad to see that. But anyway, thank you for listening, Todd.
Well, thank you for calling. It's great to hear from you, Margaret. 860-522-9842. We'll take more phone calls in a moment, but I've got to play a few rants here. So stay with us.
Hello, this is Everett from East Hartford. This is in regard to the colleges that are protesting for the Palestinians. They want the colleges to divest from anything from Israel. That would be fine, but what are you going to triple or quadruple, 10 times the tuition to go to college if they have to make up the money somewhere else, which would leave the U.S. taxpayers on the hook, because our president right now wants to pay all that money back. Quite a conundrum.
No, the idea of divestiture is that they want the schools to not be investing in companies that do business in China, I think. I'm in Israel, I'm sorry. And they're mirroring the South African pressure campaign. The thing that doesn't make sense about it to me is, first of all, Israel is an ally of ours, and we are paying for the Israelis to be fighting this war. So it seems like a circuitous route to get to try to change American politics by pressuring the universities to unload companies, investments in Israeli companies or companies that do business with Israel. Wouldn't you start with your own government and say, hey, you guys, stop investing in Israel? At the same time, they were protesting, looking for a divestiture, however you say the word, of companies in Israel. The American government is investing more. We normally spend a few billion dollars a year helping out the Israeli military, and we just sent $26 billion there. Come on, man.
Hey, Todd, I'm just wondering, why is it that our two senators and our congressional staff, they haven't commented on the protests at the universities? Why is that, Todd? Why haven't they even commented on that?
Because they're frauds, like the president. They won't do it until they have to because it's not favorable to them to comment, but which they should. The implication of what you're saying is they should suffer a horrible backlash on the part of pro-Israel and Jewish voters. But I don't know if Jewish voters are that sharp, you know, because they're leftists. They believe in communism and big government and the destructive force of wasted trillions of dollars that our country now pursues in the name of big government.
I would think that, you know, particularly Senator Blumenthal would come out and make some kind of statement about anti-Semitism at these college campuses. Senator Murphy, you know.
But you know, all they'll do is what they're rewarded for. So Senator Blumenthal goes to the communist headquarters and gives out awards and speeches and enjoys basking in the limelight of their applause. But he's, you know, that's because he's rewarded for that. He's not rewarded for speaking out about Israel in this situation because it's complicated. It would require some kind of courage, and courage to the point of what they might think is stupid.
Hey, Todd, I'm listening to your topic today about Jolly Ned and his clear-cutting of a large area either on his property or adjacent to his property for a better view. I'm a Farmington resident, and I heard a story that a new neighbor some years back cut some brush along the ridge line up on Pinnacle Mountain,
mm-hmm.
and the town fined him $40,000. I don't know if that's true or a rumor. But if that's only a 2-acre lot, you know, maybe they ought to fine Jolly Ned $1 million.
Yeah, Ned's going to pay some big money. I think I played this one the other day. I think I said this already, but he's going to pay, but it's just money. You know, it's all monopoly money to him. He didn't have to work to get it. Let's talk to Aaron in Goshen. Hi, Aaron. What happened? Can you?
Yep. Can you hear
thanks.
Me?
Yeah, we just took you off the air accidentally for a sec. Go ahead.
All right. So I agree with you with the abolishment of slavery and what was going to happen in our country. The wheels were already in motion. I mean, after the Declaration is signed, the Constitution of Vermont, they were so enthralled by it, they abolished slavery in 1777. Like, it was already in. It was already starting its process. And what I don't like about this big government, where we were once 13 colonies, 13 states, if you didn't want to do business in that state, you just didn't do business in the state. And like you said, if the vast majority of the country didn't agree with slavery, they just would treat them as pariah, and they would have to either conform or they would have to just be this exile state that's just nobody wants to live in. I agree, too, with the abortion thing. Like, if you want to live in a state that has abortion, go live in that state. You want to go live in a pro-life state? Go live in that state. Our state should be more geared towards the, you know, the occupants of it as far as
yes.
what you want and what you seek, not this broad brush that everybody has to conform. And I like to put this out here. Somebody who lives in Connecticut, our way of life is so foreign to somebody who lives in Wyoming or a rancher in Montana, and vice versa. Like, we to have a broad brush government that's a one size fits all is not what this was supposed to be founded on.
Anything that makes us more uniform as opposed to idiosyncratic is denying us markets, and markets are the expression of democratic values.
When we have this huge government, we're losing our democracy.
Absolutely.
Your democracy is going out there and voting with your money. Go to what state you like to go to or live in wherever you want. That's true democracy. You're putting your vote out there every single day with what you purchase.
Right.
You don't like Dunkin' Donuts, you go to Starbucks. You don't like Starbucks, you go to the small coffee house down the street. You're voting with your pocketbook. And that is the best free market society that you can live in, because the winners, the cream rises to the top. You're left with the best of the best, not tag-alongs and, you know, stuff that we don't need and we don't want and our society has outgrown. Just look around at some of the things that our politicians keep signing money up for and dragging along with us, like an antiquated bus system that nobody rides. Like, let's figure out something that's better. Like, what would people want? What would
Let's keep it out of the hands of the government. The government is an anti-democratic force. The more power they have to drive buses around that nobody rides, the more you get to see. It's a billboard for how destructive big government is and how little compassion it has for what matters most, which is for us to be able to do our thing unimpeded by big rigging forces. And the biggest force of rigging our system is the government.
And I will leave you with this. Even in a constitutional republic or a communist society, there's voting that takes place. And as Joseph Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes. The only thing that matters is who counts the votes. And as long as the people believe that their vote is counted and that it is true, then it works. But as soon as people lose confidence in the system, it's flawed and it's going to fall. And I'm scared that we're at that point.
We are moving very quickly in a dangerous direction. Thank you for that, Aaron. Good to hear from you. Fred in Middletown. Hi, Fred.
Hey, I agree that slavery would have fallen of its own weight in very shortly, and then would have been dead, whereas, and now I have a quote to substantiate, it goes, he who is converted against his will is of the same opinion still. So slavery ended by violence, by force, then Jim Crow, and then they tried to keep it alive as long as they could, and all that. They should have just let it die of its own weight. It was going to be a pariah. Yep.
Thank you for that, Fred.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Rant line number, 860-751-4698. In the next hour, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will be starting our order up hour. It's Friday afternoon, last hour. Sends us off into the weekend, all excited about eating out or cooking in, and some of the great food that we'll be having, and that extends to family and friends, all the great socializing that we will do. And there's no better expression of familial love than food. That's where it manifests, and that's the aromas and the tastes insinuate themselves into our hearts, and that's what we talk about during Order Up. That's coming up next hour in just a couple of minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.